Kingsport's Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I want to invite you to turn with me this morning to Mark chapter 4. The first 20 verses of Mark chapter 4 is a parable that our Lord gave of the sower. Our Lord preached to a multitude of people this parable of the sower. And then he said to them in verse 9, Mark chapter 4, verse 9, he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Well, they all had ears. I'm sure everyone there had two ears. But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the ear of the heart. To truly hear and to truly understand and believe, that has to be given by God. It has to be. Verse 10 says, and when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. They said, you gave this parable, Lord. What does it mean? And Matthew's account says they asked him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? Why are you preaching to them in parables? Verse 11, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. That ear to hear, that mind to understand, that heart to believe, that's a gift from God. Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, standing without, without Christ, without the gift of God, unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive. They open this word, and they don't see it. They read the words, but they don't see the mystery of the kingdom of God. Verse 12 says, and hearing, they may hear and not understand. They sit there in the pew, and they hear the preacher's words, and they have no idea what it's all about. No idea what salvation really is. Verse 12, he went on to say, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And then he said something in verse 13 that really ought to get our attention. Verse 13, he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? What he's saying is, this parable is the key that unlocks every parable. And I'm just going to tell you what it is. Verse 14 says, the sower soweth the word. The word. This Word of God, the Bible, is called the Word. The preaching of the Gospel is the Word. But what is that? When we say the Word of God, what is that? John said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. This parable is all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. They are all about Jesus Christ. All of them. Down in verse 21 of this chapter, he's going to tell them about a candle. That candle is Christ. On down in verses 30 and 31, he starts talking about a mustard seed. That mustard seed is Christ. If we don't see Christ in it, then the mystery of the kingdom of God is still hidden to us. This is all about Christ. The gospel is all about Christ. All about Christ. Now look with me at verse 1 here in Mark chapter 4. It says, "And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land." Now it struck me that our Lord went to the people. He brought the gospel to the people where they were. He didn't stay hidden in the synagogues. He went down where they were, by the seaside. Verse 2 says, "And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine." The word doctrine means words. That's what it means. Teaching. Speaking. It does not mean deep philosophy. It does not mean hard to understand methods. It just means words. This is what he said. Verse 3, he said, "Hearken." And that's what I want to do. And that's what I want to encourage all of us to do. Let's listen to what he has to say. He said in verse 3, "Hearken. Behold, there went out a sower to sow." And we've already read verse 14, which says, "The sower soweth the word." He's talking about a preacher and the gospel. The preacher and the gospel. He's using a physical illustration of a man reaching into a bag of seed and slinging it to represent a preacher and his message of Christ. And verse 3, he said, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up." Some fell by the wayside. The part that people don't pay much attention to. The part that loses people's attention. He threw this seed. God's preacher threw out the word. And some of it fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And then he said in verse 5, "Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth." There was not much dirt there. Just rocks. Hard ground. Just hard. "Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth." It had nowhere else to go. Verse 6 says, "But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Let him hear. In our Lord's parable, this seed is the gospel of Christ, the preached word. And these four types of ground represent the hearers of the gospel. The hearers of the word. Every soul on this earth is one of these types of ground when it comes to the gospel being preached. And every hearer who is listening to this right now, you and me, I'm preaching this, but I'm listening to this. Every hearer who is listening to this right now is represented by one of these types of ground. And I'm going to tell you which ground I am. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. I always want to be honest with you. But this morning I'm going to be very honest with you. And I'm going to tell you which ground I am. And then you can listen in your own heart and you can examine yourself and you can see what type of ground you are. Our Lord said in verse 14, "The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts." He said, these are those by the wayside. That word is sown to them. But as soon as they hear it, the enemy, the adversary comes and steals it away. Just gone. That ground right there is me. That's the one. That's the one that I am. The precious words of life are right here in the pages of this book. And I can read them. And I can hear them preached. And sometimes I ask myself, sometimes I wonder, where am I? Where's my mind? Where is my heart? Where is the effect? Where is the burn? Where is the cry? Wayside. Can you say the same thing? Can you say that with me? I'm just bearing my heart. This is me. The hymn writer wrote the line in this precious song. He wrote, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love." Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Is that you? Like it is me? Most of the time, it's hard for me to pray without wandering off in my mind. Wandering off to the wayside. Is that you? My heart wanders. My mind wanders. I don't see anything in my flesh. And I'm talking about the flesh of this man that I was born with. The flesh of Adam that I carry around with me everywhere I go. I don't see anything in my flesh that is truly fervent for Christ and His gospel. I don't. When it comes to this flesh, it's almost like whatever faith He gives, it keeps getting taken away. Whatever comfort, whatever rest. I get all of that through His Word. We get comfort through His Word. But then as soon as I go on about my business, it's like it all gets taken away. And I'm troubled all over again. All my struggles and all my worries, they start up all over again. That one is me. That one is me. Verse 16, He said, "These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended." That stony ground right there, that one is me. That one is me. This flesh is so hard. It's just so hard. This flesh is so easily offended. If you were to take God's grace out of the equation, take God's grace out of the equation and leave us in our flesh, leave all of us in our flesh, we would find out very quickly and very clearly how we would all respond to affliction and persecution and offense. We wouldn't take it gracefully. We would clench our fists. We would grit our teeth. And we'd be offended. We would be offended. And as sad as it is to say, that ground, as I am in this flesh, that stony ground right there, that's me. Verse 18, he said, these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. That thorny ground right there, that one is me. That's me. All this flesh has ever done is hurt. That's it. All this flesh has ever done is hurt. Hurt myself, hurt others, because of my sin. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things, it's all sin. It's all sin. You know, as ground, if he's comparing us to ground, if we're supposed to be ground, we're supposed to bear fruit. Isn't that right? We're supposed to bear fruit. But when the fruit is covered in thorns, every time you try to reach in and lay hold of that fruit, it hurts. You get pricked. Every supposedly good thing that I've ever done has been tainted by sin. Everything, it's all pricked. One old writer wrote this, and boy, this man was being honest. And I agree with him. I say right along with him. He said, I cannot read. He was talking about reading the Word of God. He said, I cannot read, but I sin. He said, I cannot pray, but I sin. He said, I cannot preach, but I sin. Everything, all of it, it's all tainted with sin. Somebody will say, well, come on now. You've done a lot of good things for people. I know you have. You're being hard on yourself. You're being modest. And I know you're trying to be humble, and I appreciate that, but you've done a lot of good things for people. Yeah, but it's all tainted. It's all tainted with sin. It's all tainted with self. It's all tainted with pride. And it chokes everything out. It just chokes everything out. I am that thorny ground. How about you? Do you experience the same thing? Verse 20 says, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Thanks be to God Almighty. I believe with all of my heart that good ground right there is me. I believe that with all of my heart. That's me. And that's what I'm here to tell you this morning. That's the reason I'm on the radio this morning. I'm here to tell you that right there is me. And here's what I mean by that. I'm going to give you a little illustration to explain what I mean by that. My wife wanted to plant a garden. So I looked at my backyard and we were trying to figure out where to put the garden. And we looked around and it was all the same. The ground was all the same. It was all wayside. Every bit of it. None of it was ready to take seed. None of it. There was not one spot that was good and ready to plant seed. So we chose a spot of our own will. We chose a spot that wasn't ready, a spot that was not good. But we chose it. And I got a shovel out, and that ground was so hard. It was so hard. It had rocks in it. And I dug around in a few spots, and it was all exactly the same. No spot was better than another. It was all hard, stony, wayside ground. And it was just covered in crabgrass. That stuff takes over. It would have choked out whatever fruit came up. It was just all bad ground. All bad ground. But we chose a spot. And we purposed for it to no longer be wayside ground. We said, this ground is going to receive seed and bear fruit. And we said, this particular spot right here, this one spot, is not going to be stony ground anymore. So I put a shovel in that ground and I started busting that ground up. It had these big clods of dirt. I started busting those clods up. I gathered up the rocks out of that ground. I threw them out. And all that crabgrass that would have choked out my precious fruit, I dug it all up. I got every bit of it out. And then I made some boxes. We did a raised bed garden. And I made some boxes and I hedged my spot about. I sanctified it. I set it apart for holy use. And I brought in new dirt. I brought in good ground. Ground that was not there before. It was dirt that I bought. I purchased it. It was living, composted ground. It actually had a bunch of worms in it. It was good ground that had a bunch of worms in it. And I'll tell you, that's a picture of Christ and His people. I love how the Lord said, "Fear not, thou worm, Jacob." But that composted ground, that good ground, that was ground that had to be tried. It had to be turned. And along with that, I put nutrients in there. And I gave it everything it needed to bear fruit. I made it to be what it is today. I broke it. I tilled it, I gave to it, and then I planted a seed in it. And bless the God of heaven, that's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ did for me. That's exactly what Christ did for me. Let me read you a verse of Scripture here in Ezekiel 16. Ezekiel 16, verse 4, it says, "As for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion on thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field, to the loathing of thy person, in the day that thou wast born." That was me. That was me. Cast out, wayside. And verse 8 says, "Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine." I did something for you. And he went on to say there, "I decked you with ornaments. I put jewels on you. I gave you new clothes. I made you to be what you are. You were made perfect." He said in that portion, "through my comeliness." Our Lord said that he was going to take out the stony heart that's in his people and put in a heart of flesh. Isn't that what he said? He said, "I will even gather you from the people, assemble you out of the countries where you've been, and I'll give you the land of Israel. They shall come thither. They shall take away all the detestable things thereof, all the abominations from thence, and I'll give them one new heart. I'll put a new spirit within you. I'll take the stony heart out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them. And they shall be my people, and I'll be their God. I gathered you from the wayside. I took out that heart of stone. I put in a heart of flesh, one that loves God, one that loves his people, one that believes on. I made you ready. I made you ready to walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances." Somebody will say, "Yeah, but what about my sin? The thorns of my sin have tainted and pricked every good fruit I've ever touched. What about my thorns?" Well, over in John 19 verse 1 says, "Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head." He bore our thorns. And now they're gone. They're gone. In Christ, we are not wayside. And in Christ, we are not stony. And in Christ, we are not thorny anymore. God made us to be good ground. And his seed in us, Christ in us, will bear fruit. It will. And just as our Lord said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." All of us, this is all we are. We can't take any credit for it. There's nothing to be proud of. This is all we are. We're just ground made ready. That's it. He broke us. He tilled us. He gave to us. He planted a seed in us. And he will water us. He will make his fruit to grow. Some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. But he is the one who will give the increase. Until next Sunday morning, may the Lord bless his word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.